XCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This week on Viewpoints.
Sometimes I admit it feels like a game of whack-a-mole because there's always somebody following behind to engage in the same kind of behavior.
What's it like to work as a private eye who exposes fraud? Then,
when it burned down, we immediately just thought we have to rebuild this exactly how it was because it was just such a special place, not only aesthetically, just with the memories it held.
How LA residents are picking up the pieces after losing everything. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry into Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly, there's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
What do you think of when you picture a private detective? Well, most people jump to an image of a man wearing a long trench coat, holding a pipe, and lurking in a dirty back alley. He sleeps during the day and works at night, and is paid in cash by clients to track someone down or uncover an affair. While this persona is alluring and mysterious, it's one that's been shaped by Hollywood and the media. In reality, this image is a far cry from the field today.
The overwhelming majority of us are hardworking professionals with fascinating backgrounds from the law and from journalism, from accounting, from the labor union community and others who all come together to do this work. And as a former journalist, I understand that many of the stories that make their way onto the front pages of newspapers and podcasts are the ones that feature private eyes who've done something wrong.
That's Tyler Maroney, a former journalist turned private eye, the co-founder of Quest Research and Investigations in New York City, and the author of The Modern Detective, How Corporate Intelligence is Reshaping the World. While most in his line of work try to follow their moral compasses, he admits that there is a dark side to the industry as well. The company, Black Cube, is a secretive international investigations group run by ex-military and intelligence officers with ties to the Israeli government. Mulroney says that Harvey Weinstein enlisted Black Cube and other firms to dig up compromising information on dozens of alleged female victims and the journalists reporting on their stories in an effort to silence them. It's no secret that some of these under-the-radar entities will go to any extreme to satisfy their powerful clientele.
There are many more examples over the years, including private detectives who have paid off friends on the police force to give them private information, or an increasingly growing cadre of hackers who are essentially hired to hack into emails and other sources of data and provide those to their clients. And I would just say quickly that sometimes those people are called private detectives, and I would simply say they're not. They don't deserve to be mentioned in the same breath as the work that we do.
Maroney's firm, Quest Research and Investigations, instead focuses on uncovering fraud, exposing bias, and other nefarious activities. This can mean helping a not-for-profit client with research on climate change, or working with criminal defense lawyers to exonerate a person who's been wrongly convicted of a crime. QRI made headlines when its investigative work helped free rapper Meek Mill from a never-ending cycle of convictions, probation, and prison for a minor incident that happened back in 2007.
When Meek was put in prison for violating probation, it was such a shock that he was in prison for 2 to 4 years for essentially popping a wheelie on a motorcycle during a video shoot. And it just seemed to us and to other observers that it was such a profoundly horrible way to treat our own citizens. We found that in re-examining Meek's case, the police officers who originally arrested him and pushed him through the system leading to his conviction had engaged in some wrongdoing. So we were able to take a look at this entire proceeding, which lasted 10 years from arrest to conviction to appeals to probation to imprisonment again, and examine the entire criminal justice system through Meek's case using the skills of a private investigator.
And these skills are widely applicable. Most of the cases Maroney and his team of investigators handle are in a corporate setting. It can mean working with a company to help them vet the executives of a business they want to acquire, or as an outside third party looking into possible internal fraud. Maroney points out that while not every case is high profile, like with Meek Mill, any of these investigations can take hundreds of hours of interviewing people and combing through online documents.
There's a chapter in my book that I call Due Diligence, in which we are hired by a private equity firm that wants to buy another company, a portfolio company. But before they buy this company, they want to know more about the people who run the company, their credibility, their background, their integrity, and if they have been involved in any kind of activity that would give our client pause. And in fact, in this case, we found enough information to persuade our client to not move forward with the acquisition, because we found out that the person on whom we were conducting a background check had lied about his name and had been involved in a fraud that he had tried to cover up previously. And that's not spying, that's doing research, and that's talking to the right people who we know had the answer. In this case, we actually went to a prison to talk to a former colleague of the person we were investigating who had been convicted and was willing to discuss the details with us. And I make this point that this work helps companies avoid fraud and helps them avoid wrongdoing and make the right decisions so that they can grow.
And it's not just financial corporations that need this extra layer of transparency. With our large reliance on technology today, the amount of disinformation online is overwhelming, and sometimes it takes a trained eye to sort through what's fake and what's not.
Since nearly all of us at this point consume our news by looking at our phones, we don't often know the source of that information. And not just the source, meaning the news outlet, but the author and then the information within the article. So one of the roles we play is to track that information from, say, a single posting on Twitter 6 weeks ago by what turns out to be a bot, so not a real person, and then that information being picked up by news aggregators and then amplified by the mainstream media. So you see this spread of information that most people are unaware of because they don't have the time and the resources to think through it. All they know is that they're clicking on a link on their phone and they're reading a story.
Obviously, investigators like Maroney can't catch every fake posting on Twitter or Facebook. He argues that it's a losing battle until governments and social media companies make it a bigger priority to tackle these cyber campaigns that spread like wildfire.
If companies have the tools internally and working with investigators like us to identify that information and to unmask it, sometimes I admit it feels like a game of whack-a-mole because there's always somebody following behind to engage in the same kind of behavior. But it helps bring transparency to the system and make people feel more comfortable engaging in the business without worrying that they're going to be victimized by a Twitter bot.
Maroney says that each person, whether they're a private detective or not, should do some research on the information they're absorbing. What are its origins? Who is the original source? Is it outwardly biased?
If people can take away from my book the lesson, not just that private detectives play a crucial role, but that learning information about who you work with and where you operate and the importance of technology and science and doing work to benefit the public interest, then I've succeeded in some respects.
To find out more about this topic and our guest, Tyler Maroney, visit viewpointsradio.org. The segment originally aired in October 2020 and was written by executive producer Amira Zaveri. Our studio production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, it's been 2 months since the devastating Los Angeles fires. How communities are remembering and rebuilding when Viewpoints returns.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation. Even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia. Puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine. Earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry in to Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Close to 200,000 LA residents began this year feeling stressed, anxious, and uncertain. Beginning on January 7th, a series of fast-moving wildfires quickly encircled Los Angeles County, ravaging the city for more than 3 weeks. More than 7,500 firefighters stepped up to battle these fires that kept gaining ground from windy conditions. By its end, 29 people had died, and more than 16,000 structures were either destroyed or severely damaged, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The Los Angeles Times reported that the fires wiped out about $30 billion in real estate, with entire neighborhoods burnt to a crisp. Two of the hardest-hit areas were Pacific Palisades and Altadena. In these towns, about half of all structures, from homes to businesses to community centers, were destroyed. In the fire's aftermath, residents are mourning all that they've lost, but are looking ahead to brighter days. One of these people is Carol Wilson Roberts, who lost her longtime Altadena home in the Eaton Fire.
It's been overwhelming, really. I'm living in temporary housing and at the same time looking for long-term temporary housing. I haven't lived in an apartment in, what, 50 years? So this is all brand new to me. The whole application process is completely different. There has been overwhelming support from the community, people from across the country, family, friends, who have reached out to us and said, hey, what do you need?
Located near the base of the San Gabriel Mountains, Altadena is just north of Pasadena, bounded on three sides by the Arroyo Seco, Angeles National Forest, and Eaton Canyon. Rhea Roberts, who is Carol's daughter, is also grieving the loss of her childhood home that held so many memories.
We always said Altadena was the best kept secret in Los Angeles because you were right at the foot of the mountains, ethnically diverse. When I was growing up in the 80s, I believe it was about 45% Black, extremely affluent community, just so much fun and beautiful. You know, we were at one with nature.
Altadena is an unincorporated community founded in 1887 by early California settlers. Today, Altadena is one of the most diverse communities in Southern California. Carol and her late husband settled in the area back in the early 80s and recounts when she came across the property.
And in California, we have such a beautiful climate and vegetation that is seamless outside of the house and inside of the house. That means there's a lot of glass. And so I really liked the design, and I had seen about, I don't know how many homes. And I sketched the design and came home and told my husband how the house looked. And he said, make an offer. I said, you haven't seen the house. He said, make an offer. I like it. So we made an offer with the house, with his not even seeing it. And he loved it as much as I did. So we had a one-year-old. So the one-year-old only remembers that house, who's Rhea's sister. And then Rhea was born into the house. So we were there for 45 years. And we loved every minute of it. We still love it. And so we want to rebuild the same exact house.
The upside to these devastating structural losses is that homes will be rebuilt to be stronger and sturdier. Joanna Grant is an architect and also lived in Altadena. She says that many of the homes in the area were quite old, and some dated back to the early 1900s. She hopes that all of the new builds will be more fire-resistant through the use of better materials, insulation, and more modern design and landscaping practices.
That being said, there's going to be, you know, maybe some surprises for homeowners. A lot of the new requirements are for houses to be solar ready if they're ground up construction, as well as having Title 24 requirements, which is the sustainability requirements that I mentioned. So it's a slightly different design process, but hopefully the resources will be available and architects will be able to communicate these new changes. Not necessarily new, because many of them have been around for a while, but they'll be able to communicate that to people who are rebuilding.
Grant and her husband moved to Altadena last year and did have to evacuate from the town during the fires. Thankfully, their house was saved from total destruction by their firefighter neighbor, who was able to get a fire truck and hose to nearby homes. To help the many other residents who've lost everything, Grant has teamed up with her colleague, Mayera Daly, at Nelson Daly to launch designforla.com, a free public directory of regional architects, designers, landscape architects, contractors, engineers, and other building experts.
There's so many people that, you know, we have gotten to know over the past year that have been in their homes for decades, and it's a multi-generational home. And it's been paid off for years, and they don't necessarily have insurance. And we're very fortunate to be in the circumstance that we are, where we have our home and we have insurance, and we're in the process of remediation. But I know what it's like to be working with people who have experience and knowledge of the design process and resources available to them. And I realized how difficult it would be for people who don't have that knowledge and that expertise and the deep pockets that one usually needs to approach a design project in the state of California.
Phase one of the rebuilding process often begins with clearing debris. From there, the timeline varies greatly, depending on the size and build-out of the structure. However, it's likely that most public buildings, such as schools and hospitals, would be started first. For residents, the rebuilding process could take much longer than usual because of the high demand in the area. So far, Carol Wilson Roberts hasn't had a bad experience while working with her insurance and FEMA. Her children have also set up a GoFundMe to offset any current living expenses or surprises that may come down the line. While this is the case for some, it's not the reality for everyone. In recent years, several insurance companies have left California or adjusted coverage on existing policies to lessen their risk from natural disasters.
Climate change is a very real thing that we face, and I think that we are going to continue to have to work within the building industry to address it if we're going to want to continue to live in Southern California. I think the situation is just going to continue to get worse. That being said, for lightning to strike twice, I think once we're rebuilding a large amount of housing stock with more stringent requirements, another firestorm like we saw a month ago is going to be less likely and hopefully won't occur again in this area. But anywhere you see residential development along a foothill, that is a very high fire risk zone, and people need to be aware of what they're purchasing.
Despite this, many residents remain hopeful and are staying put to create stronger and more resilient communities that can withstand future threats exacerbated by climate change.
It's just a community that's unmatched. We are resilient. We've never seen this level of devastation, but we're strong and we will be back.
To find out more about this topic and links to resources and our guests, Rhea Roberts, Carol Wilson Roberts, and Joanna Grant, head to viewpointsradio.org. This story was written and produced by Star Rock and Amira Zavery. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is sponsored by Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry into Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Warmer days are just around the corner, and for America's national parks, this means a big increase in visitors, but far fewer staff and a lot more uncertainty this year. Last month, the National Park Service laid off about 1,000 employees. This is part of a broader federal downsizing under President Donald Trump and his advisor, Elon Musk. The agency was already struggling with staff reductions from budget cuts, and now, with even less help, visitors will see effects firsthand. There won't be as many park staff to handle trail maintenance, visitor safety, and even basic cleanup. And with fewer workers, some parks are already scaling back. Places like Saguaro National Park in Arizona have cut operating days, while Yosemite postponed reservation bookings for popular campgrounds. This could have big implications on revenue. The NPS reported that in 2023, park tourism supported more than 400,000 jobs and generated $26 billion in revenue for local and state economies. On the social media platform X, Arizona Governor Kate Hobbs warned that layoffs at the Grand Canyon could hurt the state's tourism industry. Safety is another growing concern. Rangers do more than give tours. They rescue lost hikers, manage wildlife interactions, and help people suffering from heat exhaustion or another medical emergency. If you're concerned about the future of these parks, advocates say the most impactful action is to contact lawmakers to push back on the layoffs. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Much has been made of last year's pop girl renaissance, with huge breakthroughs coming from Chappell Roan and Sabrina Carpenter, plus continued dominance from Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, and Ariana Grande. But there has also been another renaissance of female alternative pop rock artists releasing hits of their own. For instance, 2024 saw Clara release her third album called Charm, full of soft rock and jazzy pop tunes. At just 26 years old, Clara already has an impressive library of music to her name, and she just recently earned her first Grammy nomination. With songs like Juna and Add Up My Love, Clara proves that rich production and a 70s-inspired sound still works even into the 2020s. Suki Waterhouse's album, Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin, is a modern indie pop rock album full of catchy choruses and deeply vulnerable lyrics. Songs like OMG, Super Sad, and Blackout Drunk are perfect sing-alongs for spring afternoon and pair nicely with 80s pop like the music of Kate Bush. And finally, The Last Dinner Party is an indie rock band from London with 5 members and 0 men. Their album, Prelude to Ecstasy, explicitly explores the female gaze, with one of their biggest songs even titled The Feminine Urge. Dark, dramatic, and full of Baroque pop with shades of ABBA and David Bowie, The Last Dinner Party is definitely an act to watch moving forward. Clara's Charm, Suki Waterhouse's Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin, and The Last Dinner Party's Prelude to Ecstasy are all available now. I'm Evan Rook.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry into Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
This week on Viewpoints.
So many pictures of parents and babies who are looking like they're having that idyllic relationship, and you might be sitting and going, mine doesn't look like that. My day looks like a mess.
Making the most of your baby's first year. How to connect, be present, and actually enjoy being a new parent. Then,
Amazon and Meta and Google and OpenAI, I mean, they're literally pouring hundreds of billions of dollars into this.
The race to become the global leader in artificial intelligence. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly, there's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Becoming a parent changes everything overnight. New parents often feel overwhelmed by a never-ending to-do list. From feedings to sleep schedules to constantly trying to soothe a fussy baby, the day-in, day-out demands can feel all-encompassing.
There's so much technical stuff to do with a baby. It's a lot of heavy lifting, physical, trying to, first of all, moving the baby around, but trying to figure out how to feed them. How to put them to sleep. How long do they sleep for? How to soothe them? There's just so many new things to learn, as parents know. On top of that, it can be isolating. So parents feel alone in it. They don't see friends and family as much, or they lose contact with friends who don't have babies. They can feel overwhelmed emotionally and then maybe disconnect from each other. There's just so much. And it can just be such a hard first year, but so much has to do with not sleeping too.
That's Vered Ben-Horon, a psychotherapist, mom of three, and author of What Do I Do With My Baby All Day? Ben-Horon knows all too well the stress of being a new parent and the struggle to be present and actually enjoy this period.
What happened with me, I think, because I was kind of an alpha mom, I'm used to getting stuff done, doing a lot in my life. Before the babies came, I always had 5 different projects that I was juggling. And so when the baby came, I thought, okay, I'll just add this to the list. I can do it all. And so I got involved in figuring it out, kind of figuring out how to mom, like it's a task that I can achieve. Like it's a problem that I could work out. And so I really put my mind to figuring out all those technical things. But what I didn't remember to focus on is the most important stuff, which is the connection.
While it can be difficult, it's important to slow down and try to build a deeper connection with your baby. It's this early connection that can make parenting easier in the long term. Ben-Horon recommends starting with small steps and encourages people to focus on bubble moments, small intentional periods of connection that build the attachment muscle. These moments don't have to be grand gestures. A simple smile, a shared laugh, or a soothing touch can make a difference.
You're connecting to your baby all the time without even realizing it. You're mirroring their gestures. They're mirroring your vocalizations. It's happening all the time. So parents don't need to worry about whether that's developing. It is. However, we can also be more intentional about it. and really create, go to what I consider like the attachment gym, which would be these bubble moments in order to develop the attachment muscle. And that's when you're learning more about your baby, you're developing your language of play, you're learning about their personality, all through these moments where you're both enjoying them.
But this is often easier said than done. For most adults, playing with a stuffed animal, singing the same nursery tunes, or pressing buttons on the same toys over and over again can feel mind-numbingly boring. Instead of playing Baby Shark on repeat, put on some of your favorite music and dance with the baby in your arms. If you're tired, place them in a lounger and do an exaggerated dance to the music in front of them. Ben Horan also recommends trying out this close contact activity with your baby.
I call it the Tickle Master method. This is a game that you can play with your baby, and it's actually going to develop into play with your toddler too. It's kind of the main game that you need to know how to play with your baby, because it's what you'll be playing for a while. And it really comes down to doing some kind of sound or gesture and then stopping. And parents might already be doing a version of this where they do some sort of sound and gesture and they stop and they do it again and they stop, and their baby gets to know it and loves it and they keep going. But what I want parents to think about, caregivers to think about, is actually the pause in between that sound and gesture that they're making. Because in that pause, their baby is anticipating what's going to happen next. They're anticipating that you're about to do that again. And they get really excited. And it's that pause that's developing that relationship where you're both looking into each other's eyes and you're both having so much fun. The actual sound and gesture, that's nice too. But it's the anticipation together.
And your voice is a key connection, not just during moments, but also during periods of distress.
The voice is a really another way to hold your baby. You don't only have your arms, but you have your voice. And so if you learn to use our voice in the right way, then we can soothe our babies when they're in the back seat, or when we're trying to teach them how to sleep in the crib and we want to walk away, when we're giving our toddler a bath and the little baby is in the bouncy seat and crying. So if we use our voice in a way that is relaxed, is resonant, I talk about the soothing method in the book, which it really is based on something called vocal toning, which helps our baby relax by really supporting their vocals. When babies are crying, they're communicating to us that they're not okay and they're using their voice. And so if we use our voice back, it's a way to say, I hear you, I'm with you, I am right here.
For playtime with toys and teethers, it can be difficult, but keep encouraging independent play by setting your child up on a mat with all of their favorite toys within reaching distance. It can be tempting to pull out your phone during these moments, but try to avoid scrolling when you're in close proximity.
It's a hard one. I know it's a hard one because I grapple with that daily, as we all do. But there are studies showing that when your baby sees you on their phone, or like if you're playing with your baby, you're looking at them, you're engaged with them, the second you go onto your phone, your baby disconnects. They notice it. They get it. You can do an experiment where you're lying next to your baby, you're both playing together, you're both looking at something and exploring something together. Just lie there for a while, not doing anything. You don't have to manipulate anything, lead the play, you're just there, and then look at your phone. And you'll notice immediately that your baby gets it. Your baby is so tuned in to when you are present with them and when you're not. And so obviously we can't be present with them all the time. We're not going to be off our phone all the time. But I'm just saying stuff that parents know. It is better to do it when your baby isn't looking. Maybe look at your phone in a different room.
All of these steps can feel limiting as a new parent, but it's normal to feel distant, detached, and grouchy sometimes. The most important part is that you're trying when you can.
If we can say, okay, this is hard. Maybe the dishes aren't done. Maybe the laundry isn't done. Maybe we're doing our best, but can we find two different times during our day to have a bubble moment? Two times at least where I'm feeling joyful with my baby, where I'm connecting in a way that feels good for both of us, and we're both learning about each other. That's going to be the stuff that our relationship is built on.
To find out more about Vered Ben-Horan and her work, head to viewpointsradio.org. Her book, What Do I Do With My Baby All Day, is available now. For behind-the-scenes content, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. The story was written by executive producer Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, we cover the Chinese tech company that's shaking up artificial intelligence when Viewpoints returns.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
On January 27th, Chinese artificial intelligence company DeepSeek made waves with the release of their latest model, R1. As a result, the stock price of U.S. company NVIDIA tanked 17% in a single day, leading to almost $600 billion in value lost. This was the biggest one-day drop of a stock in history. You probably haven't heard of NVIDIA before, but the company is a giant in the tech space. It builds the processors that power AI platforms like ChatGPT by OpenAI and Gemini by Google. So, what caused this shakeup of NVIDIA stock? Although DeepSeek mirrors existing models in many ways, there's one trait that sets it apart.
Part of the reason that it made such a big splash is they made somewhat dramatic claims about how much money it cost to actually make the model, which was a lot less than what OpenAI had done. There's some question around those numbers, you know, whether or not those are accurate. Also, it doesn't reflect the full cost of creating a model like that. But it was certainly an improvement on what OpenAI had been reporting.
That's Mark Finlayson, Associate Professor of Computer Science at Florida International University. DeepSeek claims to have trained RI for around $6 million, using far less computing power and processors than other U.S. models. However, there's reason to believe that this impressive number may not be entirely accurate.
There's a lot of other costs that are not reported in that number. So there's the cost of the hardware, so buying the hardware, the cost of the labor, right? So all the people that are involved, not only the engineers and scientists, but also the collecting the training data from people, cost of the data itself. Then there's also lots and lots of model training runs. So you train a model once, you try it out, that didn't work, so you make some adjustments, you can train it again, right? And in fact, this latest model was built on top of outputs generated by an earlier model of theirs, right? So you kind of have to look at the whole picture to get the full training costs. It's not like they just came out of nowhere and it costs only $6 million. And also that number is somewhat suspect until it's been verified by other people.
By comparison, according to Forbes, the latest version of ChatGPT is thought to have cost anywhere between $41 to $78 million. A big portion of this price tag stemmed from the tens of thousands of NVIDIA computing chips it needed in order to power its learning of information. Omar Iqbal is an AI and technology policy expert and says that the hefty price tag is a big issue for startups. Iqbal is an assistant professor in the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at Washington University in St. Louis.
Right now, one of the big constraints in training AI models is that they cost a lot. So you have to be very cautious as to how many models you can train. So you're limited essentially by the energy cost. So once you have the capacity to train more models, so that constraint will be lifted and we'll see a lot more innovation.
Iqbal credits OpenAI's ChatGPT as the original innovator, and rightfully so. The company is a pioneer in the field, and its Chinese competitor wouldn't have been able to create a cost-efficient model without this initial framework. Right now, the U.S. is considered the global leader in AI. However, China is quickly catching up. When tested for a variety of benchmarks, Iqbal says DeepSeek actually performed better than ChatGPT in multiple categories.
The way that these models are evaluated on a set of benchmarks, these benchmarks evaluate the capabilities of models across a variety of tasks, which involve solving mathematical questions, solving reasoning-based questions, and a bunch of other things. And on many of these benchmarks, DeepSeek's models have performed really, really well.
While DeepSeek may outperform ChatGPT in technical tasks like coding and math, Finlayson says the difference is marginal at best, which means the U.S. and China are neck and neck in the global AI race. In order for the U.S. to come out on top, some experts believe that companies need to rethink their strategy. DeepSeek has already garnered added attention by releasing its internal coding models for R1. Allowing developers worldwide to use and build off of their work. ChatGPT hasn't done this yet, but with the competition heating up, they may not have a choice.
For OpenAI, I think it's going to push them to be more open, you know, actually open as opposed to closed. So they have not been very forthcoming about how their models work in detail. They have not released the models in the wild since, you know, the early GPT models that they had. They haven't really said much about, you know, what the training data has been, only very high level stuff. So I think that you have a competitor model that's cheaper and comparably performing, which is completely open. You can download it and run it on your own machine. That's going to push OpenAI to be more open themselves, right? Now that they have a competitor. They were in a bit of a monopolistic position before where they were kind of the only product on the market, which had been trained with that much data and performed that well. And so they could just basically do whatever they wanted. And now they have an actual competitor in the field that's going to force them to be more like the competitor.
For people like you and me, it's probably not worth it to pay for the latest model of ChatGPT. This is where DeepSeek hopes to grow, since it's easy to use and free. While there is potential, experts are worried about user security. In many ways, these worries are very similar to the ongoing battle with TikTok.
Any company related to IT in China has to employ a person. So the company pays the person, but that person is actually works for the government. And it's their job to sort of be the government's liaison into that company's networks and data. And they have the power to do things like take down web pages and don't do that, you know, give us this data, blah, blah, blah. And already there's been evidence revealed that, you know, DeepSeek has ties to various state agencies as well as is collecting information, their users, more than you might expect. And then, of course, the rule of law is very weak in China. Data protection is very weak. So even if they say they're not going to collect that data or they aren't, like, you really can't, you have no recourse and no guarantee.
Another big downside is that DeepSeek's answers may not portray the full story.
If you ask it anything that's sort of, I don't know, sensitive to the Chinese worldview, the Chinese government's worldview, or something that's not, you know, they disagree with, you ask them, oh, you know, is she an autocrat? It refuses to answer. You ask it about Tiananmen Square, refuses to answer, right? So it's got, people complain about U.S. systems having bias, but that's bias that's kind of unintentionally built in from the data. Like, this is bias that's been intentionally built in. political bias where it will not criticize China. Yet if you ask it to criticize the US, it'll happily go on and find all sorts of human rights abuses that the US has done, but it won't say anything bad about China.
Despite these concerns, Finlayson doubts the U.S. would move to ban DeepSeek unless it gains a massive user base here. All of this being said, it's just one of hundreds of similar AI models released in recent years. While its debut sparked initial panic, the frenzy has already died down, and NVIDIA's stock has largely bounced back. Only time will tell if DeepSeek has real staying power, but for now, it's driving other companies to step up. To find out more about Mark Finlayson, Omar Iqbal, and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. The segment was written and produced by Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Are you feeling sluggish or weighed down? Could be a sign your digestive system isn't at its best. Take the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge to feel lighter and more energetic by supporting digestive health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. There's little relief this year at the grocery store. Over the last few years, the cost of everything from bread and meat to dairy and produce have all gone up. Across the board, food prices have risen by almost 30% over the last 5 years, according to year-over-year data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And sadly, it's not expected to turn around anytime soon. The U.S. Department of Agriculture predicts that costs will continue to creep upwards by about 2% across 2025. Even in just the last 2 months, the cost of essentials like eggs and chicken have skyrocketed due to disruptions in the supply chain caused by the spread of bird flu. Earlier this month, the average price of a dozen of eggs reached $8 per carton. Chicken prices have also jumped, but not as drastically. The cost of a pound of chicken breast has risen about 30% over the last few months, but experts say this price could continue to tick upwards if bird flu persists. So what's causing these consistently high prices across the board? It's not just inflation anymore, but a mixture of issues. The food supply chain has been strained by labor shortages, disease outbreaks, and disruptions caused by climate change. There's also the threat of impending tariffs, which could raise prices for imported food items, including many fruits and vegetables. While prices seem stuck for now, it's important to be a cognizant consumer and keep track of price tags. If you can, opt for the generic store brand or what's on sale. Buy in bulk if it's cheaper overall, and you know the product won't go to waste. Also, consider cutting higher priced items like meat, packaged snacks, and prepared dishes from the shopping list. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. The movie Flow is a very unlikely success story. Latvian filmmaker Gints Zilbalodis began production on the animation masterpiece back in 2019, and it took 5.5 years to complete. Featuring no dialogue and completed using free open-source 3D animation software, Flow follows the adventures of a cat and that cat's unlikely band of friends who must together face an unexplained flood and its impacts. Flow features a slew of unforgettable animals, including a pack of dogs, a capybara, a secretary bird, and a ring-tailed lemur. And Flow realistically depicts its animal characters. That is to say, they behave the way these animals actually behave, instead of like the more anthropomorphized, human-esque animals that we typically see in animated movies. All of this comes together to make a film experience unlike any other. While the idea of watching a bunch of animals try to outlast a flood with no dialogue might sound dull, in practice, Flow is spellbinding. I first watched the movie with my brother and my 8 and 4-year-old nephews. Almost immediately, all four of us, children and adults alike, locked into the movie, which took us on an exciting, emotional, and sometimes scary adventure. Its lack of dialogue allowed us to openly ask questions, speculate on what the characters were thinking, and add in our own 2 cents, making it one of the more magical movie experiences I've had in years. Flow first debuted to acclaim at the Cannes Film Festival, went on to award season success, and is set to be released on a 4K Criterion disc sometime this year. As of now, audiences are catching up with and loving Flow on Max. From its humble beginnings as a long gestating open source animation movie to an award-winning Criterion entry, the story of Flow needs to be experienced to be believed. I'm Evan Rook.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
I'm Chad Holmstroing, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Anyone with money in the stock market will be watching Wall Street closely tomorrow after suffering stinging losses the past few weeks, blamed on tough tariff talk. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Talk of tariffs is roiling markets. Last week, stocks saw the worst weekly decline in 6 months.
A big federal agency has been administering polygraphs to some of its employees for weeks.
We have identified two leakers of information here at the Department of Homeland Security.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Syrian troops have been fighting forces loyal to ousted President Bashar Assad 3 months after Assad was toppled. At least 1,000 people have died, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. James Jeffrey leads the Wilson Center's Middle East program.
There's a chance we can get through this, but if the international community is divided, as it was for much of the Syrian civil war, it's likely we'll descend into chaos.
It's the most serious challenge yet to the current Syrian government. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.